Welcome to Local Matters. I am in the studio today with an iconic person in our community of Cookeville who was the head of an organization called Cityscape for many years. And to me, Cityscape is synonymous with Laura Wolf, who is my guest, and Laura Wolf is synonymous with Cityscape. So tell us, how did you wind up being the perfect person for Cityscape? How did you get started?
I don't know that I'm the perfect person. I started with Cityscape on the board. I was actually on the first Fall Fun Fest committee with Melinda Kiefer, who started, and I admire her more than anybody. And I think her drive has caused my drive for downtown, because she started it out and it just took off. And it's just such an iconic organization. But we're a 501c3, and I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with our downtown. I had been in sales for 17 years prior to that. And just when the job opened, it just felt right. I thought, this is where I want to end my career, is being with Cityscape, because I just love working with merchants. I love working with people wanting to come to town. I love working with the city employees, and let's talk about light poles, and let's talk about memorial benches that we can put in people's memory, and just, you know, all the events. And then I got the job and started going to all the Main Street meetings, and you learn so much. Cityscape is a accredited Tennessee Main Street Association, and there are only 28 cities in the state that have gone through and gotten this accreditation. So we have quarterly meetings, and we go to different cities. And what's interesting is to go to these other cities and get a tour, and like go to Athens, Tennessee. And, you know, some of the cities aren't as blessed as we are. And then you'll go to a Franklin, Tennessee, and that's what you strive to be, is a Franklin, Tennessee.
Right.
So the sharing of ideas and what we can do, because they've already, you know, done an event that's been highly successful and brought a lot of attention to downtown. So why reinvent the wheel? Find out how they did it. What, you know, what made it so great? So the sharing of ideas has just been unbelievable. The board, I'm really proud that for the last 6 years, our board members have been unbelievable people in this market. The board chair this year is Randy Porter. Couldn't have anybody any better. But all the board are people that make up the board are either downtown merchants that have a vested interest, or they could be storefront owners, the building owners that don't have a business in it, but they owned property downtown. Or it can be, I've got two on the board that are marketing directors for major corporations. So I pick their brain when we're redoing the website or we're doing social media or anything like that, because their experience they bring to us is phenomenal. We have two attorneys that are on the board, and when we get into a legal matter or just how to take care of something or if something could arise, their expertise are phenomenal. So it's just been a great job. I was thrilled to get the job and have loved every single minute of it.
Well, and then again, that does sort of affirm the fact that you have been at least the perfect person for Cityscape, and that is because of your love. You started out by saying, I love doing what I do. And for so many people, the lesson they have to learn about work ultimately is, you know, try to find something you love doing at work. So it's not just work or drudgery. And it's the complete opposite. There's no drudgery in it for you, because you are this electrifying, sprite person that seems to be walking on a cloud, down to earth.
I do. I feel
down
that
to earth.
Way.
You feel that way, right?
I mean, I just love to walk into work every day. I love talking to people. I love brainstorming. There's so many, you know, going back to the quarantine, it's saddened me beyond belief, because when I decided to retire, we had a 98% occupancy. And among these other 28 Main Street communities, we were ranked the highest next to Franklin. So our ratio was phenomenal for occupancy. Last year, Cityscape, we raised money through membership, and we gave 11 facade awning grants to people. And those are available to anyone within the downtown footprint that make a major renovation to the outside appearance of the building.
Ah.
And so we give them a percentage of what they spend. And that's just, you know, if you're in a building and it looks terrible and the people on both sides of you, it's kind of run down and you think, I really need a new awning, but theirs looks bad. If I put one up, it's not going to be noticeable. But when they start fixing themselves up, it's just a snowball going down the hill because everybody thinks, well, I've got to look as good as my neighbor.
Yeah.
Or this, that, and the other. So last year was a phenomenal year. We gave out more awning grants in the history of Cityscape, which I was super proud about that. And the other thing I think that we strive at Cityscape is to give back to the community as much as we can and do that through other nonprofits. We're all going after the same dollar.
Right.
And so we, you know, what we try to do is we do events and we contribute. We try to sponsor everything that goes on downtown. So the Shop Local Market that was done through the Biz Foundry, we've been a major sponsor of that the past 2 years and volunteered and worked at that. We pay for the big storyteller in October that comes to Dogwood Park. We are the major sponsors of that. And then through Wine on the West Side, we made contributions, equal contributions to Clean Commission, Genesis House, and Rails for Trails. So we are constantly supporting other things. We sponsored another event downtown that was for the veterans when they closed down Cedar Street and did an event downtown. So we really try to give back the community and definitely support other nonprofits.
We are talking with Laura Wolf today in Local Matters in the studio, Laura Wolf of Cityscape. And one of the things that I learned some years ago is a term called micropolitan. And I didn't realize till I started coming back to Cookeville more and more in recent years that Cookeville always lands in one of the top 10 micropolitan regions in the country. Now, the micropolitan itself includes the core of it is Cookeville and its county, Putnam, and two counties next to it, which are Jackson and Overton. But to be in the top 10 thriving micropolitans in the United States, you had a lot to do with that.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, Sparta, I would throw them definitely into that, and I would definitely put in the gain Jackson County because
sure.
They all, and you know, when you're talking to a big target or a big person coming into town, they look at the population of and the median household income of what Putnam County is because that's where we want it to go. But it's been an issue of us trying to get out and say we have five counties that thrive off of Putnam County.
So it's five counties.
They all drive to this area
yes.
to get whatever they want because, you know, they don't have major fast food restaurants. They don't have a TJ Maxx or a Home Goods. We actually were the very first super Walmart in the country.
Yeah.
And now we have two. So these other counties, you know, aren't as blessed to have what we have. We don't think
right.
we have a lot, but we've got a lot more than they do. And so that's our big thing is just trying to let them know that that population should really be
yeah.
and count the whole hub.
Well, and what we have also that a lot of those counties used to have but don't have are thriving small businesses. Mm-hmm. As other towns shrink, if you will, and over the years, smaller towns find their younger kids packing up and leaving home and not coming back. Some of these small family-run businesses go away, and we still have some of the greatest small businesses in Cookeville that have been around for as long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
And that Cityscape has been a part of that and supporting that, which is great.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that we really want people to understand is the Cream City sign. We don't own that. Cityscape does not own the building. We are not in that building. But we felt at the very beginning of when Cityscape was started is that that is one of the most iconic parts of downtown. When you think of Cookeville, you kind of think of the Cream City sign. And so it is actually one of only two historic neon working signs in the state. One is in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, and the other's Cream City.
Right.
And we pay, that's our biggest thing that we spend our money on, is we take care of that sign. So it's not an easy fix. You can't just call up an electrician.
No.
We have to get journeymen to come in that don't change the integrity of the sign.
Mm-hmm.
It was built in 1951. And it's still functioning basically as it was. We've had to have more neon bent and replaced. And I will say that last year we did a major renovation on the sign and found out for as long as I have lived in Cookeville, I did not ever remember that sign working completely correct. So it does the C and the R, the E, the A, the M, and then the city spells yes. out, and then the swish. Well, those never were syncing where they, you know, came, they synced
they
out to spell.
Yeah.
And then the ice cream parfait cup on the top, it has a strawberry on the top. And that is not lit in probably, they said, 15 or 16 years. It's just been stuck. So we spent a ton of money on that sign to keep it going.
For people from outside Cookeville, many of them are, there's a contingency of people that are neon sign fans who travel around the country photographing neon sign. And for those that have never seen it in person, it's a iconic neon sign that was part of a top an ice cream company some years ago. And if I remember right now, its order that it goes is, does the C spell out and the C spells itself out, and then R-E-A-M cream city, and then atop the sundae is the fruit bouncing up and down at the
yes.
very last. Would that
yes.
be right?
That's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But that's one of the big things that's our mission, is to make sure that stays, because it is within our footprint. And the mission of being a downtown community is we want to keep our occupancy up. We want to keep the downtowns thriving. But more importantly, we want to have events that happen downtown where people, you know, have grown up in Cookeville all their lives, and they remember going to the very first Fall Fun Fest. And now their kids are having children, and they're still coming to Fall Fun Fest, and they say, oh, we love it. You close the streets off, and you put the big bands up and the big band stage. So that's our mission, to keep fun things happening downtown.
You've done a great job of it. And we're talking to Laura Wolf about Cityscape, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue, across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We are back in the studio with Local Matters, talking to Laura Wolf of Cityscape, who has seen some of the most amazing changes happen to our historic West Side, especially in the last couple of years, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm just super excited about when I talk about the awnings that we gave, the awning grants and things that we gave last year. Those buildings all really are in the little, what we call the West Side. But I'm just so impressed, and if you just really haven't come downtown, you just need to come down on a weeknight or a weekend night and just stroll around, because everything just looks so good. But I love the three buildings which Tiffany Davidson and Matt Davidson redid that are across from Crawdaddy's. The one on the corner is called Eden, and I really, if you could just go stick your head in the door, it is fascinating. What they've done to the building is unbelievable. They've taken it down. It's got a lot of shiplap in it, but they've left a lot of the integrity of it. The floors, they took all out and put in concrete floors, and they've put a high glaze that makes it look like it's marble. It is phenomenal. And next to it is a exercise place, and then the building next to it is now open for occupancy. But those three buildings, just the front, the way they redid the windows, they kept them the same, but they're, you know, newer windows. The light fixtures on the front are phenomenal. And the neat thing about that building is it was grandfathered in. It's going to have four apartments upstairs. So the old entrance where you see the old rusted out staircase.
Going up the side of the building.
That will come down. Yeah. And it's going to have a beautiful entrance that goes up the steps, and then you can enter the four apartments that are going to go up there.
That's great.
So I love that because I love to go to other towns and see living in those buildings. And then you go down, and the Charter building has just been redone, and Ellie Linhart Interior Decorators went in there, and they have completely, if you ever went to pay your cable bill, you will never believe this could possibly be the same building. We gave them a grant for the front and the back because those buildings have a front and back entrance. And that building's phenomenal. And it's a beautiful place. And then, you keep going down and then you have Tatum Hill, which used to be the old Migliore Antiques, which everybody remember because it was the pink and the purple and the green. But they have taken all of that wood off, replaced it with old brick, and they have it's not really a paint, but it's a feature that you do where it looks like it's painted, and replaced the windows, changed the front entrance, and it's going to have a front and back on it as well. It's unbelievable. And then tell them about your building, because what you've done with that little building is unbelievable.
Well, the building itself, of course, belongs to Jim Fleming, and that was originally a department store that opened in 1911, at the time called Jenkins and Darwin Brothers, which had several stores throughout the state that I didn't realize until I got involved in it. And the folks across the street from me called Sports One, who have just gone through a devastating fire and are going to completely rise like the phoenix from the ashes very soon to be something even better, had a annual report that's no bigger than a small paperback book that gave the history of it at about the 40-year mark and talked about that building being put in 1911. And we discovered in the process of renovating the space for what is going to be Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles, for which I have 15,000 books on hand to put on the shelves. Just a couple. We stripped the doors to find the original wood finish underneath. And it's beautiful, that beautiful honey color.
That's what we love to see.
And we discovered, I don't know if you know, that in taking down the walls, we were trying to stay quiet. So we weren't just taking down sledgehammers to these walls that we needed taken down so we had a more open space. We were carefully peeling away pieces of sheetrock on a wall, and had we been hitting with a sledgehammer, we would have destroyed what we discovered to be three of the original mirrors from the building when it was the store when it was built in 1911, and they are floor to ceiling, and they're giant, and we're probably going to wind up auctioning those off. I'm actually giving those to my employees. I have a couple of people that have come to work for me that are great laborers, and those are now their property, and we'll have them on display at the bookstore and eventually auction them off to benefit the couple that have been working for me.
That's fantastic.
But it's kind of what you've been talking about. It's all of us coming together, and you've been this great team leader that inspires us all to get together and do what we do.
It's, Sports One, one of the other things that Cityscape does is we give every year, we pick a building and we present them with the Legacy Award. We pick one building that's gone under major renovations within that year. And the Legacy Awards are just a real treasure because everybody gets excited if they get one. But the ones that have received it are Sports One, Char, Seven Senses, Father Tom's, 37 Cedar, The Biz Foundry, Jones Antiques, The Putnam Room, and E. Graves, which redid that beautiful building that's up across from the old courthouse. That building is just unbelievable. And if you notice, when you go in these places, it's kind of an oval, beautiful steel sign, and it says the Legacy Award. And it's quite an honor to get that. But you have got to have done the renovations within that year and brought it up. But, talking about downtown, what's so much fun to me is just to go through on a Friday or Saturday night. The choices are just phenomenal. You can go to the Blue Pig and sit outside, or you can go to Crawdaddy's and sit outside. They've now added some outdoor seating at 37 Cedar, and they've got a little outdoor seating at Father Tom's. But Seven Senses, there are all these, you know, awesome places. So you know you can eat downtown. Between all of those, you're going to be able to get in somewhere, even if it's crowded.
Right.
And then just to be walking down there and you have like Red Silo, and just the whole vibe downtown is so much fun. But we found that Cedar Avenue is just a phenomenal street because it brings the two biggest employers and the two biggest assets to our community, Cookeville Regional Medical Center and Tennessee Tech University. And that street looks pretty rough. You know, the Biz Foundry redid their building. That was phenomenal. And then they're taking over the other half of the building. And so they're going to move into it and redo that building. But when you get to there, the rest of that street needs major renovations. And so one of the things that we've been talking to the city about is they're going to resurface that road. There's talks about the city's going to put in a bike trail or a bike lane for mm-hmm. the people.
Great.
And when we did a study, Tennessee Tech students said, hey, we want to ride our bike downtown.
Absolutely.
Put some bike racks downtown.
Yes.
You know, this keeps them in our little downtown. These little quirky things that we do, but it keeps them spending their money local, which is so important. And so we're going to start selling this. They're going to replace all the light poles with the beautiful light poles that we have throughout our downtown right now.
Great.
They're going to go all the way up to Cedar, and it's just going to make a thoroughfare for them to just dump back downtown. And, you know, we need that so bad right now.
We do.
It just breaks my heart when I think of how we have this awesome occupancy and how everything looks so great. And so many of them have been without jobs or anything coming in. And that's so heartbreaking. And so it's just, you know, making me feel better that we're going to try to help them out and get more people downtown. And if you're going to order dinner, order from one of these local people, because their whole family depends on
absolutely
what's going on. Yeah. They don't have major corporations helping them. And so I'm really, really trying to support local as much as we can and suggest that to everybody.
You know, your discussion about these exteriors on these buildings and how that we have shiny examples next to some that are in need of help is in some ways similar to the fact that Chicago once had a famous fire many, many years ago that spread through a certain path. And the end result was that the mix of architecture is so different in Chicago than even in New York City. There's block by block modern, then much, much older. So that Chicago actually has, more than New York City, one of the most famous architectural tours by boat on the water. And my bet would be at some point in the future, people are going to want to come to Cookeville for an architecture tour. And that has a lot to do with exactly what you've talked mm-hmm. about Cityscape's objective being since the beginning. So
exactly. And you know, you're talking about rare finds. You're talking about finding the old door and stripping it down, and it's the original door.
Yes.
You know, I remember in my building, we are right there in the heart. We're right across from the depot. And George Fernandez owns that building. And what I love is he's done this. Sports One's done it. A lot of buildings, especially Seven Senses, they've gone down and they've just taken as much drywall off as they can, but they've left that where you can see mm-hmm. the old brick.
Right.
I love that. I remember when Sports One redid the store. They bought downtown and they redid the store. It had the old drop ceilings because that was a photographer in there. And when they took the drop ceilings out, they found those gorgeous brass tins mm-hmm. that you put in the ceilings. I mean, these are little jewels that you find that are just phenomenal, that gives it so much character.
You know, we didn't get around to talking today about the fact that it was officially announced that you are retiring from Cityscape. And I would love to have you and somebody else from Cityscape come back and talk about the fact that you have announced retirement. But we all know you're not going to really walk away from Cityscape completely right now. So would you be willing to come back and talk?
Sure, would love to talk about it.
And let's talk about some more of those individual shining details that make the downtown, you know, what it is and how great it is. Laura Wolf from Cityscape, it's always great hanging out with you and talking with you, and I'm so thankful that you made the time out of your very busy schedule to come in here and talk about Cityscape, and we'll talk about your so-called retirement at another time.
Okay,
thanks again.
That would be great. Thank you, Lewis.